It is 9:35 Tuesday morning here with The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and it's day two as we hang on Radio Row here in San Francisco for Super Bowl 60. A Super Bowl week, man, underway. And maybe it's just because so many more stations and media things are bringing these big setups now, but it feels packed in here.
It does, and there are people who are kind of manipulating their space to get more room. That's kind of affecting everything that's happening around here also.
They're just like, oh, who cares if there's a walking aisle here? We'll just set up a broadcast place right in the middle of the aisle.
Yeah, that place right behind us, they have like three recliners.
Yes. Do you think when I walk through their set later today because they're in the aisle that they'll get mad at me?
You will not do that.
You don't think?
Nope.
What if I do?
Not when they're right there.
Will you dare me?
Sure.
If you dare me, I'll do it. Sorry, guys. It was the aisle, so I just kept walking.
Let's see how big and bad you are when you walk through as they're sitting there.
God, how pissed
trying to broadcast.
Do you got my back?
If we fight?
If we throw down?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
God, this will be a great story, the San Francisco media fight. And I have to spend the rest of my life in Alcatraz.
Okay, well, it's not going to go that far.
Man, okay. Well, there's no way to know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
But, yes, we are here in San Francisco, and it is quite mediated out. And that, of course, is where we found ourselves yesterday. And that was at opening night, is what they call it now. And, like, opening night 2 years ago in Vegas was fantastic. It was at Allegiant Stadium. They had a big stage there where the teams came out and the crowd went nuts and they had an MC and the Blue Man Group played and all this. Last year it was at the stadium in New Orleans at the Superdome.
No, I feel like it was at
the arena.
Was it?
It was at a stadium or an arena because we went down underneath whatever it was.
I don't feel like it was at the Superdome, but maybe it was. Maybe it was.
Last night it was in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center. And Donnie and I, we probably had to park. It took us about 15 minutes to walk to where the convention center was. And the line of fans that was wrapped around the building was a couple of thousand people easily.
Yeah. It was that deep. So you're thinking, okay, they're going to have a special place where the media can walk in. So we walked all the way around the building to try to find where the entrance was. So, I mean, it's probably a typical normal size convention center.
Yep.
And a couple thousand people, we walk in, we go to the media workroom where they have a little food because we got there about 10 minutes before it was supposed to actually start. So we walked in about 4:50. And with all the line of people, I asked you when we were walking up, like, I don't understand this. If it's like the other media nights, why are all the fans lined up 10 minutes before this is supposed to start?
Right.
Because when they were in the stadiums, the crowds are full. Right when the teams walk out, everyone goes crazy. And then you can have your little radios tune in to whatever podium you want to listen to. They have everyone numbered. And, all right, Stephon Diggs is at podium number 5. You have a little radio, you can tune into that. So we walk in, we go grab a little something to eat, and then we walk on the floor where everyone's supposed to be. And you don't see really any fans because there are no stands for people to sit in and watch what's going on. You're just in a normal convention center. Now, when we first walked in, there was a little roped off area, partitioned area, and it looked like there were about 75 people standing there.
Yeah, maybe.
Fans. And then, so we kept asking, man, where are all the fans? Where are they supposed to be? And you kept saying, they have to be in another room or something. And I was like, there's no chance that I will stand in line, wait, go to a convention center to watch this on TV. If I'm not watching it live in front of me, right, there's no way I'm going to watch it to sit there and watch it on the screen.
I think what happened, because we would, like the way we had to go in for the media, they had the where the fans went in, you couldn't really see.
Right, they had it blocked
off. The partitions or whatever. And I think what they were doing was taking the teams when they got off their bus down that little hall, because there were fans lined up down that hall, and maybe they could stop and get autographs. But it was so strange because once that happened, like once they walked through there and they had to be in the media thing, you're just standing there for an hour waiting for the other team to come.
and then they'll walk through and maybe even right. walk back, and then you are standing there waiting for probably three and a half, four hours to get a walk by, just in case maybe you can high-five someone. But even when we left, there are still thousands of people still standing outside waiting to get in or get a glimpse of doing something.
And I didn't understand that because we left before the second session, which means all those thousands of people, because they were only letting in like small
groups at
like
a time,
10,
right.
10 at a time or something.
Right.
And I thought, man, there's going to be people who aren't going to get in this thing.
There were people when we walked, because we parked quite a ways, that even if they let in 800 people, you still had
1,500 left.
Just standing outside waiting. Yes. And it just felt like they tried to do this to try and see if they can maximize all the events at Super Bowl. I get it. Kind of make it fan-friendly or fan-interactive or whatever you want to do. That had zero of that last night. Now, we did run into a group of kids when we were walking back
right.
that seemed pretty excited, and they said they got an autograph from
from a kid player. From Lake Dallas. I forget his name.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant, the one that the
kid,
Mino's
the kid on the Patriots,
to.
Right.
Yes, they got his autograph, and they seemed pretty excited about that. But, man, I just couldn't even imagine. And I know we talked about this yesterday with the music, saying, man, if it was in my town and I was a kid, I would love to go to something like that, but the team is going to be and all that. They did those fans last night a huge disservice.
I thought the same thing.
Huge one, man.
And when the little place where the fans could go inside the media area, it was dark in there. It was so poorly spaced, the opposite of well. And if you're standing there and you're a fan and you're up against the railing, you could see maybe the one podium right in front of you. The other ones, you couldn't see those.
No, you couldn't hear what was going on. You couldn't see what was going on. If that event was for the fans, that was a terrible way to get that thing started.
And they flopped.
Now you flip it over to the media. And I know it's a ridiculous event that they have anyway. And especially with the named players that everyone wants to hear from.
Right.
You're just getting, you know, 20-second quotes from the question that they're asked
right.
from someone else and everyone else, because it felt like the most crowded podium they had was Stephon Diggs. Christian Gonzalez had a lot of people there as far as the Patriots will go. And it's we always talk about bits and trying to see what kind of bits are out there. And the only one I really saw was Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah,
he was there walking around.
That one guy dressed up like wearing a dragon thing, but it was like the most lame dragon costume ever.
It was a kid's pajama set.
Yes.
That's exactly what that was.
It was silly. And of course you see like Adam Schefter walking around and Diana Russini walking around, and it's almost as if media people want to talk to them more than the players, because you really can't get to the player.
No, you can't. And even when you're trying to grab someone that it's a lesser known player that's just standing around, it's a line of people waiting.
And
if you don't step in as far as being a little rude, then you're going to have to just wait and stand in line and wait to see if you can talk to someone that you don't even know who that person is.
Yeah, because we talked to, I think his name is Jack Gibbons. He's one of the Patriots linebackers. And I waited, and I saw that somebody else had walked up to him before me and was waiting. So I let them go, and then it was my turn. And that girl tried to jump in. I was like, dude, I was here before you.
I know. And then the sister was very rude.
Yeah, because we were having him listen to something, and she goes, oh, that's a little personal. I was like, you're going to stick a camera in his face.
And the other guy that we talked to, she was right behind us. There, she got our second sloppy second.
Yeah, she did. She saw us talking. She had no idea who that was. I saw him walking through the crowd, and I looked up his number, and I was like, Caden. And he came over, and we talked to him for a minute and shook his hand and stuff. And that girl was just like, oh, he'll talk. But that's the problem, is you're either standing there waiting for 10, 15 minutes to talk to some random dude, or you're trying to find the one that nobody wants to talk to, who's even more random than the random dude.
And I always equate this to if you're waiting on a parking spot. Say you're at a grocery store.
That's a good way to put it.
And someone is putting their groceries in the car. You know they're about to leave. So you sit there and you turn your blinkers on because that's the spot you want. And they take their merry sweet time of getting in the car to back up, because they know it's just something extra about them knowing that you're waiting for that spot for them to take their time. And that's exactly what every media member will do.
They
will extend it or ask a question they didn't even plan on asking, knowing that they have the power because they're talking to a person that there are six or seven other people waiting to talk to, and they take their time. And it's
like,
it's maddening.
What are you asking Caden Phillips?
It's maddening
that you can't wait to get from. And it's, I would say the fan perspective had to be colossally disappointed from what that was.
Right,
but again,
right.
You say that. Those fans weren't in Vegas or New Orleans. They didn't know that in years past, just 2 years ago, they could have been sitting in a comfortable seat, seeing the entire floor with a little thing that you could listen to the questions.
No, that's true.
They don't know that, but man, it just felt like a colossal letdown from the NFL, even for our side of it, because it was dark in there. It looked like it was poorly thrown together, like, oh yeah, we're supposed to do this event. Where can we put it? In this weird-ass dark warehouse almost.
And I don't know if the Sharks had a game last night at their arena.
The Shark Tank.
But I feel like if you just had people sitting in the crowd, it would have been a whole lot better. Yeah. There are people who drove all the way out there, don't know where they came from, that probably didn't even get close to walking into that building last night.
I don't see how they could. I mean, that thing was 1,500 people deep when we left, and there was one more session to go.
Right. And they were, like you said, they were letting people in
right.
like 10, 12, 15 at a time. It was worthless. It was worthless all around from a media perspective, from a fan perspective. It was absolutely worthless. So you have your kids out there, and you're just kind of standing in line, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're done, and you have to leave.
I will say, and this is really weird, so, of course, they have these big media workrooms where people go in and they're writing stories or editing stuff, whatnot, and there was some food in there for the media. And I thought that, like, when we first walked in, that was really cool because it wasn't, like, the last couple of years has been pretty generic buffet stuff. But this year they had one table called Little Italy, one table was Little Saigon, another table was something else, different type of food.
Right.
And it was different samples of that. I thought that was cool. Man, when 6 o'clock rolled around.
They took all that up.
And people are, like, running in there trying to grab it off, and they're just wheeling it out.
The two dudes that sat in front of us.
That one guy.
They were so hungry, they just dropped their cameras right on the table and ran over there to the lady wheeling it off and just grabbed some food. And when they came back, they were like, whew, we got here just in time. And they were just gnawing on that chicken breast, man.
That was so bizarre.
It was kind of crazy.
Like, why are you putting that up? Like, what are you going to do with it?
My
Throw
whole
it
thought
away?
Was that they definitely had to bring it back out maybe after the...
But why would you take it away to begin with?
Like, I don't know.
There was media people in there working.
Yeah, it was.
And they're just taking the food away.
It was. I didn't understand it. And both people were trying to. Because they were taking it one table at a time. And you could just see the horde of media people just going and trying to grab whatever they could.
If
you say one thing about the media, we are always hungry.
There is no doubt.
Always hungry.
And it was one little. Like, they had egg rolls, but it was one egg roll per little cardboard carton thing. And so I was stacking stuff on top of each other trying to get as much as I could.
I did the same thing. You're trying to balance it as you're walking to the table so you don't drop anything.
I know. And then, I mean, some of it's like, what's the point of putting it on a plate? It's just like one little bite, so I just grab it off and eat it at the table. I don't know if you're supposed to do that.
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, it's so
small. From the table when it was right there?
Well,
you're not supposed to do that.
But it's so small, and I only have two hands, and I got a drink in one. I'm trying to balance stuff stacked on top of each other in my other hand.
That's why I sat down early, so you can set your stuff down and then go back and get food.
Yeah, and then the people we sat across from were, I guess, Canadian people, because they kept talking about some broadcaster in Canada. And I was like, man, you might be the hottest Canadian girl I've ever seen.
Man, that dude, he said he was trying to talk that up, too.
Oh, 100%
he was trying to talk
was.
That up big time.
He did
he
not
had
want
his
her
suit
to do that.
On, right? I think he probably gave us the side eye for sitting close. He wanted some alone time with his media member.
Well,
man,
I can see
big
why.
Time.
I can see why.
It's 9:48. It's the Invasion live at the Moscone Center in San Francisco, broadcasting for Super Bowl 60 here on Radio Row.